from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Back here on Fesco in the Morning, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco on a Wednesday, beautiful Wednesday. It is still not even 70 degrees outside. Love that for all the people that are always saying,
yes.
Sweat through my third shirt. Well, my birthday gift from myself to you is beautiful weather. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks, Dusty.
You're welcome. I'm a man of caring and sharing.
My wife's going back to school today. First day for teachers to report in Shawnee Mission. Ooh. God bless every one of you as you guys
really?
Get set to head back to school today. Yep.
Wow. So does that mean next week's the kids?
Kids go back next week.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Pop the champagne.
Yeah, you better believe it, man. That 1 to 3 o'clock time in the afternoon is the sweet spot. I get that back.
Go get you a bottle of Clico, baby.
Ah, it's going to be beautiful. Back to school. You know, I used to, and I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember, but I'm sure some of you all are. There was, like, back in the day, Staples used to do these commercials. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and it was parents back to school shopping.
Mm-hmm.
But I always used to get mad at those when I was a kid. I'm like, that's not the most wonderful time of the year. Oh, now that I'm a parent, it is the most wonderful time of the year. Yes.
From the 620, good morning, guys. Good morning. My girlfriend and I are making the 2-hour drive from Southeast Kansas this afternoon to go to the game tonight. I'll have about 45 minutes to grab dinner before we head to the K. Any recommendations on where to go to eat?
Well, you only have 45 minutes, so I'd eat at the ballpark. But if you want to go sit down, Smokehouse and Independence is right there for you. Get the Cajun chicken wings. Tell them you're going to the game and hurry it up.
There you go. I would also say you could go to High Boy if you want a classic cheeseburger right by the stadium, right down the street.
I saw an article yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking, you said High Boy, made me think of Dixon's Chili, right?
Uh-huh, right down the street.
There is a famous chili place in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
Bill's Chili Bowl or something. I don't know what the name of it is, right? It's irrelevant.
Yeah.
And yesterday, they put up a sign that they're opening one of these chili restaurants in the airport.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to eat that before my flight.
That's exactly right.
I don't know if I want chili guts before I get on the plane.
Okay, you don't want to eat that. I don't want to sit next to somebody who ate a bowl of chili before jumping on a plane.
I can only imagine Bob's reaction. The guy sits down right next to him. He's like, you try that chili they had in here? Wonderful, Bob. Oh, no. Cue the Curb Your Enthusiasm music.
I mean, seriously, though, like, is that the appropriate restaurant to put in an airport? Is like, and it's like this world famous, like all the politicians go there, they always show them doing photo ops eating this chili or whatever, and the comments are like, I don't know that that's the restaurant that you should probably open. It's better than, you know, like every airport has a Chili's in it now, right? But now you're going with an actual chili restaurant, and people are going to be devouring that before they get on like a 5-hour flight, and they're going to be blowing ass next to you. Nobody wants that. Think of your fellow passengers, and quite honestly, if you're the airport, I know it's big money to have these restaurants in them, and the people pay big bucks for that kind of stuff, but by God, you got to draw the line and say, we're not putting a chili restaurant in the airport. We don't need people farting on the plane.
It is a Way Back Wednesday. You text in your song request and leave your name, and Mac will play it for you.
I mean, they're turning these planes around because people have bad gas now.
Oh, Lord. And that last song, Mac, was from whom?
That was From Jim, Little Fighter by White Lion.
White Lion.
Wow, White Lion. That's White like Lion. An 80s groove, right?
Say, it sounds, yeah. like a, sounds like an 80s party.
Yeah.
Don't give up all the secrets. Next, you'll talk about In a Tub.
I've never in a tubbed. Yeah, have never, you ever intertubbed?
No.
Pack? No.
Powdered cheese doesn't do it for me.
You don't live in the Northland either. I don't. That's like if you live in the Northland, mm-hmm. everybody goes to In a Tub and everybody loves it. I've never gone to In a Tub.
So there was a tweet from somebody that says, I love that the Chiefs are going to have three players in the top 10 of the top 100 list, but Snead and or McDuffie not making does not sit right. Chiefs fans come out, talk about the top 100. Are we really upset that McDuffie didn't make the list? Is that? I mean, I get it. It's not. I mean, but look, the number one player according to the players is Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill. Like, so you know already the list is totally irrelevant, right? Why get upset about that?
I mean,
I saw numerous people like, I don't understand why Dan Kilgore didn't make the top 100.
Thanks, Coach. But again, like, it's crazy because the number four ranked player beat the top three players on the list all in the playoffs.
Right.
So yep. Again, I don't get too fed up with this, but. You guys brought up a question, and it says, what player in Kansas City sports did you think was going to be like the savior of the franchise but never amounted to anything?
Matt Cassel.
Yeah.
Boy, that was tough.
Yeah, Matt Cassel's the answer to that question, I think, for a lot of us, right? Mark Redmond maybe back in the day when he made the All-Star team a couple of years in a row. So
yeah.
But I think, you know, he's a guy that I would kind of look at and say Matt Cassel was that guy. But I also think, and we've talked about it for years.
Boy, he was not.
No, he wasn't, but yeah. Also like a victim of really bad circumstance. I mean, when you have the head coach and the general manager fighting and pulling you in multiple directions, I mean, like that was a childish atmosphere there. That was like dealing with middle schoolers when that regime was going on. So it was a very tough situation. And Matt Cassel literally was a pawn in the middle of that. But that doesn't mean that like the conversation is over. Like, we all thought he was going to be good, right? Like, when he was brought in from New England,
we were blinded.
Hey, everybody was excited. Everybody thought this is going to be the guy. Look, what he was 11-5 last year. Oh my God, Matt, we got Matt Cassel, way to go. And then it just didn't work out. It was a bad atmosphere around here. It was a bad situation. I think a lot of us probably bought into Mondi, you know, at the beginning, like he was going to be the savior of the franchise. And then, you know, name, you know, any Royals draft pick over the years that, you know, was drafted early that you thought was going to be good, whether it be Chris George or Roscoe Crosby or guys like that over
Chris
the years.
Bubba Starling.
Bubba Starling, another guy that, you know, you could probably Gardner. Factor in all of that. So I think there's been a lot of guys over the years that kind of falls into that category that you thought was going to be the savior of the franchise.
I think the problem with Matt Cassel is it's all the Chiefs' fault. Bernard Pollard hits Tom Brady low, changes the NFL forever. Tom Brady doesn't play. Matt Cassel goes, I think, 11-5. They miss the playoffs. And then...
Best dad joke I've heard in like the last day. Matt Cassel played like Matt Apartment.
Don't give him any fuel to the fire, folks.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it.
And not only that, but like the Patriots have like a, that's like kind of when the Patriots started to be like, okay, we can spread our vines through the league and we can all, you know, take off on this.
They infested Cornell, the league, man. They Cornell really
fails. Mangini fails. Matt Patricia's a fail.
What's Patricia?
Daniel.
Patricia's not on a staff now, right? Like none of
I
those.
I think he is. I don't know whom, but I know he's on.
Is he on the Jets staff? Look that up.
He's somewhere trying to figure out how come his pencil won't work on a laminated sheets.
Yes.
But we in Kansas City got to watch, which was the best regime in the NFL, which was the Patriots. And you brought over their GM in waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought over their quarterback that just went 11-5. And all of a sudden it was like, okay, maybe this is the turnaround. And it wasn't.
It was not, yeah.
Mondesi's one for me where I was like, okay, we finally have this five-tool player again. It's going to be great. You got an anchor in your lineup. And then it just never happened. I thought that was the guy you could build your team around. I think Dayton believed that. They even put him like in a bodysuit to like monitor his like how he was using his, you know, his ligaments, I guess, to make sure he could stay healthy. And it never worked out. But I would say that the Matt Cassel one is probably at the top for me. And somebody in the text line says, I think Patricia went back to the Patriots.
No, but they don't have Bill Belichick there anymore. So if you're Gerard Mayo, you're not keeping any of those
people
around.
If you want to date my 37-year-old ass today, The one that really got me as a kid was when the Royals brought in Dean Palmer, Jay Bell, and Jeff King.
Yeah.
My dad, that's when my dad really drove baseball into my head. He goes, dude, Jeff King's a great first baseman for the Pittsburgh
great
Pirates.
Great mustache. Mustache Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Jay Bell was a great second baseman. And he said he wanted to go somewhere where he could be on water in a boat and went to Arizona. Mm-hmm. And then you had Dean Palmer, who lit it up his first year and then was like, I think I'm done playing baseball. And you're like, God.
Yeah. Well, Dean Palmer got like jacked in the face. Like
it was bad.
Jeff King went and hid in the mountains in Montana. I think he's still living there, man. Yeah. He was like, done. Yeah.
Just savor and flavor in that stash. I'll tell you what.
But that was those were fun teams. That was $5 GA days back in the day where you could sneak a case of beer in a sleeping bag and get really drunk at the game.
That's when Fat Dusty was cheering for 12 hits, so you got free donuts, at Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, the Krispy Kreme donut thing was.
Mac, is there a savior that you thought that ever came out?
Brody Croyle, because I was a kid. Yep.
He was too busy hunting.
Yep, bought my house, so I was like, oh, Brody Croyle, he's the man. Tony Moyaki, I feel like every Chiefs fan thought he was going to be.
That one catch.
Yeah, exactly.
That one catch in the end zone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Game one.
Yeah, first 49ers. Yeah.
And then I grew up a Texas A&M fan. I took my shirt off and ran around my house when Johnny Manziel won the Heisman. When he got in the draft, we were the next pick.
Why
Cleveland
are you a Texas A&M fan?
My dad grew up a Texas fan, so I rivaled him, just said, screw you. Yeah, it was good.
Why did your dad grow up as a Texas fan?
He went to Texas.
Why?
And it was getting very deep. We're going down the rabbit hole. those would be my three. And Matt Patricia was fired this season by the Eagles. He is a free agent.
I'm shocked nobody's picked him up.
Yeah, he's the reason the Eagles went south.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.